It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. This year on our program, we're listening to pieces of American music we consider to be important, the NPR 100. Today, folklorist Nick Spitzer has a retrospective of rockabilly guitarist and singer Carl Perkins and his 1956 hit, Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now, go boy, go, but don't you.
This is not the hit version of Blue Suede Shoes. It's the first take for Carl Perkins and his brothers Clayton on bass and Jay on guitar, with W.S. Holland on drums. The place and time, Sun Records Studio, Memphis, Tennessee, December 1955.
I don't care, baby, just what you do, but honey, lay off my shoes, don't you?
It was Sun Records owner and producer Sam Phillips who convinced Perkins to change the opening from Go Boy Go to Go Cat Go. Phillips was trying to hip up the 22-year-old from Lakeland County in northwest Tennessee, and that was no small task. Carl Perkins was truly a country boy, the son of the only white sharecropper on a cotton plantation. He got his first guitar from an elderly African-American neighbor, Uncle John Westbrook, who showed young Carl how to play the blues sitting on the front porch after a day's work in the fields. Perkins also listened to his father's battery-powered radio, especially for the weekly broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Sam Phillips of Sun Records had a feeling he could use Perkins to carve into the country music charts the way another Sun artist, Elvis Presley, was dominating both the pop and R&B charts. No two ways about it, Elvis was a sensation. Even 40 years later, between sets, on an outdoor concert stage in July 1995, Carl Perkins could wax nostalgic on Elvis Presley.
Elvis was a complete entertainer. He had the looks, he had the moves, he had it all. And for that reason, rockabilly took off really big and has still remained around the world pretty strong. You know, they said it wouldn't last, but it's still here.
Perkins deserves a lot of the credit for developing rockabilly. He was the better musician and a songwriter. But as it turned out, although the two performers competed for audience attention at regional rock and roll shows, it was Elvis who paved the way for Perkins' success. When Carl Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes was released in January 1956, it was characterized by some as mongrel music, while it climbed right up the country, then rhythm and blues, and finally the pop charts, with the record selling 20,000 copies a day. Perkins and his band suddenly had calls from all over the country for gigs. They got an 8-seater Chrysler to go from show to show in style. Driving in rural Delaware, trying to get to New York City for a national television appearance on the Perry Como show, they were lost and tired in the foggy early morning hours of March 21st, 1956, when the Chrysler collided with a poultry truck. The truck's driver was killed. Perkins' brother Jay suffered a broken neck, and Carl was laid up for months with a fractured collarbone and a concussion. Meanwhile, Elvis had just recorded an up-tempo cover of Blue Suede Shoes, and although Perkins actually had the first million-seller crossover hit from country to R&B and pop, Elvis took Blue Suede Shoes back up and over the top of the pop charts, selling more copies than Perkins had, and arguably knocking the recovering Perkins out of the limelight for life.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Lay off of my blue suede shoes. It's a perfect line for a fashion-conscious performer like that pretty Elvis, as Perkins called him then. But the first idea for Blue Suede Shoes is credited to Johnny Cash, another Sun recording artist. Cash had heard a young soldier tell another not to step on his blue suede shoes, and he suggested that Perkins, becoming known as a songwriter, do something with the line. A few nights later, Carl Perkins, performing at a rural club near his home in Jackson, Tennessee, said that he heard a young man scold his dancing partner for treading on his suedes. After the gig, Perkins sat up half the night getting the words to the song written out on an old paper bag, spelling suede S-W-A-E-D. He continued to polish the song at dances, combining his bluesy guitar licks with a driving slap bass line. The result was an original whose words tapped deep into the new youthful obsession with personal verve and style. The condition of the suede shoes was more important than the house, the car, or anything else you can think of, all kicked off by that unforgettable counting out rhyme.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Though copied by many, from Elvis to Lawrence Welk, and finally the Beatles, another Sun Records colleague, Jerry Lee Lewis, says Carl Perkins' version always was and always will be definitive.
You'll never beat Carl Perkins' cut on blue suede shoe. That's the best version of it in the world. He had a certain beat on it, the way he done it, and Elvis done it real fast. But no, you couldn't beat it.
Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock!
By May of 1956, Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes, with Honey Don't on the flip side, had sold a million copies, helping to financially salvage Sun Records, which had just sold Elvis's contract to RCA. Perkins was never able to duplicate these sales, though some of his compositions did well. Matchbox, Boppin' the Blues, Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, and Dixie Fried, to name a few. After a struggle with alcohol and drugs, he pulled himself together and went on to play rockabilly with his sons for some two decades, remaining happily married to his teenage sweetheart, Valda, for life. Perkins died in 1998, leaving his blue suede shoes as an enduring tale of youthful rebellion, a classic that's now taught in our elementary schools.
Nick Spitzer teaches cultural conservation at the University of New Orleans and hosts the public radio program American Roots. Special thanks to the third graders at Lowell School in Washington, D.C.
This is NPR's All Things Considered.